Fine. Good morning, everyone. Where's Chana?
Morning.
Well, we'll start. Now we'll be able to. 5 minutes to have morning. So the whole workshop, we're in Lakuti Eitzah up to Achilo. We're talking about food. Everyone likes to hear about food. So we're talking about food today. You ready to hear about food, Mana? Fine. We're going to talk about food. Everyone's here ready to hear. You want to hear about food? Achilo. Al Yidei Achilo B'Kashas Karai. Through eating properly, sha'ergal b'mesinos. A person eats slowly. Eats slowly. Ne'ena ergal b'derech al ati. Doesn't eat swallow. You don't gobble your food. Eat slowly. Ayideiz it through this nesaken aseichel. The seichel gets fixed up, and a person eats properly. So food could help the seichel. Give a person physical energy in his brain, a spiritual energy in his brain, as neshama. V'nichnak sees when a person eats properly. Then it also humbles the foolishness. You can actually, from eating food, you become smarter physically and spiritually. It can help your brain. That's only if you eat proper. If we eat properly, which is slowly. Specifically, slowly. Ava, k'sha'ochel k'zelus, when we gobble the food, they said through this, misgabarek silas, then the foolishness is strengthened. Al ha'seichel, al ha'seichel. We become more foolish. Our foolishness overcomes our seichel. Vayidezeh nechshach etzlei aratzadik. And through this, once a person, their seichel is not in tune, what happens by him also is that it becomes darker by him, the light of the tzadik. Ve'in yachol l'kabim menu yira v'avi. Cannot accept yira and ava from the tzadik. Why? Because the tzadik is like a sun, always shining. Right? We have to be like the moon. We have to be able to accept it. Right? Once in a while, sometimes, if we don't have the kelim, then it's like us covering our eyes. We're covering our face, right? The light of Hashem, the light of Tzadikim, is always shining. The question is how we're doing it, if we're able to accept it. So by eating properly, then we add to our seichel, we get more spiritually. Then we have the kelim, we're able to accept from the Tzadik, and from Hashem, and the light of Tzadikim, the light of Hashem, the light of the Torah. Where if we lower our seichel, right? So therefore, we have less kelim. It's like, right, so therefore, we can't accept the light of the tzaddik. By eating very quickly and eating improperly, we minimize our seichel, which we minimize our kli to accept from the tzaddik. And therefore, we minimize the light of the tzaddik, and we can't accept from him fear and love of Hashem. That's Hashem should help us, eat slowly. But here, Nasa's interesting. He always talks about, like many times, about eating properly, so they're eating slowly. It's not so much what you have to be kosher, it's more slowly. Not before how much you eat, what you have to be kosher with. The first thing is eating slowly. To try to eat slowly, it's hard a lot of times. Try to eat slowly. Base. Al yidei tzedakah la tzadikim amitim. Through tzedakah to true tzadikim la aniyim hakunim. And to proper poor people. Al yidei zeh nasim gerim. Through this comes gerim. Al yidei zeh nisakem karachil. Through this we fix the damage that we do when we eat improperly. So if we want to fix the damage, one of the ways is to give tzedakah to real tzaddikim and to upright poor people. Once we fix the achila, the pekat machila, like we just mentioned earlier, once we fix the pekat machila, now our seichel is intact, and therefore we're able to accept from the tzaddik now. We have a keli, we have some seichel. If you have no seichel, you can't accept from the tzaddik. Now you get the light of the tzaddik. Through this, we can be zeicha through kabbal here now. So, first thing is to try to eat properly. Right? If we already ate improperly, how do we fix that in order we can get the light of the tzaddik and get fear and love for Hashem? Through giving to tzedakah, specifically to real tzaddikin and to proper, upright, poor people, that's how we fix the b'kam machil, so we can fix our seichel. So now we have a kli to accept the light of the tzaddikim, and they can shine into us and arouse us to love and fear Hashem. Yeah, so we're now holding a Chafetz Chaim. Until now we're speaking about a lot of positive rewards we get for learning Torah. Now I'm going to explain also punishment for some time for someone who separates from Torah. Mikomus, we said like this. Mikomus, we're in Shara Torah, Shvius Halasha Shara Torah, the fourth parak. Mikomus, we're talking about everything we wrote until now in the great reward for someone who learns Torah in this world and then in the next world, who understand the punishment, the soul who separates themselves from Torah. Safri says, just like Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, just like learning Torah is equal to doing all the mitzvahs, right? So too, bittul Torah also is worse than all the averas. And it says in Avos Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Amar Yeshua Levi, B'chol Yom Yom, every single day, Baskal Yetzis Mahar Chayim, a Baskal comes out, a heavenly voice comes out from Har Chayim. Machrezes Fa'imre says the following, Oy Lahem Labrius, woe to the creation, may it bain us from the embarrassment of the Torah. The people don't learn Torah and they're embarrassed in the Torah. The Yisrael Zohar Chal says in the Zohar, This Yom HaDin we spoke with, this great judgment day, is going to be the future. We spoke with the sun that's going to come out and heal the tzaddikim and burn up the Rishayim. This day, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to demand explanation why people disgrace the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come and say, the Torah that I brought down to Klal Yisrael, you don't learn this Torah. Like it says in the Mishnah, Olam Labrias, woe to them to creations from the that they embarrass the Torah, they don't learn enough Torah. Keep the MS Elba Gadhula Torah. It's a big embarrassment to the Torah. Asher Sherish Kedushasu Lamayim Lamas. We know that the source of all the Kedusha is higher than all the spiritual worlds, the Torah. It's like by the 8th level, we learn Torah, it's the highest of the high, the Torah. Kushbine Adam Kurutse Chaimer Shaba Afri said the Prashman and it's a disgrace to the Torah, which is the highest level of Kedusha, when people who are made up from Chaymer, from physicality, and they're made from dust, that they separate from the Torah, which is so high. And like I said in Seir Malas Torah, that person should realize that if we take a person who's a very lowly person, he's a guy, a homeless person, we tell him, you know, you could come and work for the king, right? That the greatest people, you can become a big official and help the king, right? For sure, you'd be very happy if you bring him up to do such a great job. He's nothing, he's a homeless person. Now you make him work for the king, it's amazing. Rather, you'd be very, very happy, even though he did, but he wouldn't get paid. And for sure, he wouldn't say, no, I don't want to work for the king. So all the more so, how we have to be happy that we're able to learn Torah. That all the malachim on high, they're always dealing with the Torah. And all the tzaddikim would have got Eda learning Torah, right? And Chazal say when a person learns Torah, then they circle him the malachim which are created from the vapor of his mouth, and he is inside of it. So mainly we also understand the other way that also the punishment the someone who abandons the Torah, like it says, the pasuk is scary pasuk in Yeshaya Aleph pasuk says, "For oizvi Hashem yichlu." Those who abandon Hashem, they abandon Hashem's Torah, they'll perish. It says, "Woe to that busha, woe to that embarrassment." So if ever in the next world, they're not going to have continuity in the next world. Mayasim pekuda, his case law ainshoy is there enter his punishment. Just like the greatness of the reward a person gets for learning Torah, so too is the greatness of the punishment of someone who separates from the Torah and does bittul Torah. Yeah. Now starts up Torah, I guess some malachim coming around us. Oh. So now, Baruch Hashem, we learn some Torah, connect with Kulam, have malachim flying around all of us, and protect us, that's Hashem. Help us come close to Hashem. So holy now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 lines from the top of the page. Vav Amud Aleph 6a, Mesechta Beis. Amar my Zutra. Vay Amar. 6a. Amar my Zutra. Vay Amar and Ella the Ishti. This that we said you're allowed to deal with the dead body, according to Rashi, we're talking about specifically on the second day of Yom Tov. Right? That we said a Jew is mutter to deal with the dead body. Vay Amar and Ella the Ishti. We only said if the body already waited, and it's going to be a bazillion to the mace, the dead body. So then we say, then we give you a leniency to deal with the dead body. But let's say it didn't wait the body, it just was nifter, and it doesn't matter if you wait till tonight, till Yom Tov is over. Mashinale, then you could wait. Which means, what's my Zotra Shita? This that we told you, you're allowed to deal with the dead body, we're not just giving you a blanket hetter. It's only if you need, in the case of the rest, because the body is going to decay, it's going to become a bezayin, it's going to become a disgrace to the dead body, then we let you. But if the body is still intact, everything's fine, you could wait another few hours, it's fine, then wait. That's what my Zotra holds. Rav Ashi argues. Rav says no. Rav Ashi Amar Af Al Gav Deloy Ishtehi. Even though we didn't wait, and it's not, there's no disgrace to the body. Nami also Loy Mashkina Le. We do not wait. We bury the body right away. My time. What's the reason? Because Yom Tov Sheni Lagabe Mase. Yom Tov Sheni regarding the Mase Kechol Shavu HaRabbanan. The Rabbanan considered it. We equated it as if it's actually weekday, and therefore even Lechatchil to begin with. You could go and bury this body. You don't have to say, oh, only if you need to. L'chatchila, to begin with, you could go and bury the body even if there's no disgrace, you won't decay at all the body. And I feel
second,
that...
I'm sorry, the second day of Yom Tov?
Second day of Yom Tov. Second day of Yom Tov. Usually the Rabbanan tells you to keep Yom Tov. When it comes to the dead body, the Imam is equated to a weekday. You can even go ahead, l'chatchila, do all the malachas you want. It's not only b'diyaveh, it's not only if you're stuck, bury him. L'chatchila, go for the begin with, go and bury him. And Afilu, Lamega is like, even at last to cut for him. Shrouds, Rashi said, even new shrouds, if you have shrouds already. Lamega is like, Asa, to cut for him. Hadassim, to make it smell, to so it shouldn't smell bad, so it should smell good. Everything is mutar on Yom Tov Sheni. However, Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Vahidna now, meaning in his times, the Iker Chaburi, that you have these Chaburi guys, who force us usually to work. So therefore, Chashidim were worried that if they see us burying a body, they're also going to make us work. What the Chaburi? At the time of the Persians, there were these people who used to force us to work. They always made us work. Correct? Now, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, whatever. We told them we can't work today, it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? Now, what's going to happen if they see us going burying a dead body on Yom Tov? They say, oh, also it's for your own things you work. One is for us, you can't work. Right? One is for us, you can't work. But for yourself, you could work. So if you have chaburi, therefore then also, if there are chaburi around, we wouldn't even let you do anything for a mace on Yom Tov Sheni. Sounding, even if it would be a disgrace for the dead body. We don't really do anything because we're afraid it's going to cause us a lot of problems.
Wait, this is only if there's chaburi?
Yes.
Chaburi around?
Yes.
If not, then
we say it's mamash or kundra of ash. It's mamash like chol. It's what we hold like. Halacha l'maisa. You're allowed to go to chatchila and bury the person. Good? Fine. Chanan is good?
Yes.
Fine. Let's see Rashi, Kaddish. Loy Amara.
Also, that answers our question yesterday. Excuse me, we're saying, like, what limitations could we do in Beriam? Basically, you can do anything. Even if you have shrouds, you can tear shrouds. So the whole 10 minutes we spent yesterday trying to discover what was permitted, not permitted, is all basically, isn't that basically deduct from the fact that you can even tear shrouds
in Rav Ashi.
Not shrouds?
Yeah, in Rav Ashi.
Rashi tells us that too, right?
That's Rav Ashi, not Marzutra. Marzutra didn't hold like that. Marzutra, the first opinion, argued on that. Marzutra held. We were speaking more like in Marzutra. Correct. Yes, he was saying how much you could do is in Marzutra. Marzutra held you're only allowed to do what you need to do. Right? And if you have to do it, under the rest. Correct? In Rav Ashi, right. Rav Ashi, no question. Rav Ashi was saying do whatever you want. Good. Right. That's just seems like we hold halacha like Rav Ashi. Therefore, you can do everything. Good. Very good. So let's see. Rashi Loy Amaron. 10 lines down in Rashi. The narrow lines. Loy Amaron. Loy Amaron, these ask by Yisrael. So Rashi holds this Gemara specifically referring to Yom Tov Sheni. So we didn't say, we only said that a goy, that is, we only said, sorry, that a Jew could deal with the body on Yom Tov Sheni. Razutra says, Ela de Ishti, only if we waited. We already waited for a while. And we're afraid Shalai Yasriach shouldn't stink, it shouldn't become a stench for the dead body. What?
Yira.
Yeah, Misiyari. Yeah, we're afraid Shalai Yasriach shouldn't stink, the body shouldn't smell, it's a disgrace for the dead body. So then we let you, that's when we let you bury the body. But if not, we don't let you. Kazir Rashi says no. In all situations, we always let you bury the dead body. And not only that, we even let you make cut the shrouds and cut the hadassim.
The what?
Hadassim?
Myrtle.
Hadassim, myrtle, to make it smell good.
Oh, okay.
Let's see Rashi.
Hadassim?
Asa, Hadas. Asa is Aramaic for Hadas, Hadasim. Hadas Menicha Amitas Meis. L'chvayde for his honor. He used to put it on it for his honor. They put Hadasim there. So it seems like from Rashi that they would put it more for honor, more than just for that it shouldn't smell. It's like maybe the honor was a shouldn't smell, but it sounds like also it was honor, like some people put flowers, they used to put Hadassah.
In the last Rashi, when you said there was fear and Homotira?
Fear.
Yeah, like just if you want to say that was, can you say that like Matir? Like allowed? It would be allowed?
That doesn't say Matir.
No, I mean like how would that change?
If you don't say matira, it was an aleph at the end.
Yeah.
There's no word. There's no such word with aleph at the end. There's no matira. It's a hey at the end. It's matira. It should be a hey at the end. There's no such word matira with the aleph at the end.
Okay, so if it was a good
name. Hey, and matira. Yeah, also, it doesn't make sense what you're saying. What matira.
No, it would be allowed because
yeah, it's not matira. Yeah, it's not. It's an aleph at the end. Good. If it would be a hey at the end, it would be matira. It's Aramaic, but still, still matira. There's no matira over here. You don't write matira with the aleph at the end.
Even in Aramaic?
I don't think that's you write Matira. Exactly. The out there that says Matira. Matira is usually with the hay. Sure, Rashi would write it with the hay. I think Rashi usually would write it with the hay.
Sometimes he goes back
and forth with the hay. I don't
think the Matira is like that. It's a good. It's Don't look at me. Don't worry about it. That's foolish. I'll survive. I'll do what I gotta do.
But we're only talking about the second day, not the first day.
Fine, Rabbi, it's Be'ez Hashem, so we can have your Kiddushin tomorrow. The lecture company came today. So,
what are we doing?
Rabbi,
I
got
tomorrow.
Or today.
They're doing the test today.
They're here. The lecture company's here, fine. They came to do the test. They get more electricity, Be'ez Hashem.
They're doing lift work, they're putting the box in.
Be'ez Hashem, they're getting another 2,000 amp.
Another 2,000
amp? Be'ez Hashem.
What does that mean?
It means hopefully we'll have air conditioning. It means we'll have air conditioning. That's good. Perfect.
You
hear the rabbi?
Got it?
Yes, perfect. Fine. See, we go to dive in the street air conditioning. Get dive in. Fine. Baruch Hashem. Anyways, further. That's really what it means. Yeah, for sure. Oh, bigger Kalev.
Another 25,000 amps.
That's Hashem. Okay, good. So where are we holding here? Again, so what do we say of this? We have Machlokes Rav Asher, Rav Asher, Rav Asher. Again, but Marzuzer says, no matter what, we always give you a blanket heter. We do all the malacha you want on the second day Yom Tov. Because we made it mamish like chol. What does Rashi say? The Ika Kaburi. What do we mean? The Ika, let's see, everybody, we're in Rashi now. Oh, next Rashi. Fine. Asa, Hadasim, Manicha, Amitas, Mesach, Vadeh. Put Hadasim by the mita of the bed, the dead of the bed of the dead, for his honor. Got it? Fine. Good. So we said, however, so really you could do all the malacha you want. However, don't do it if you have chaburi, guys. What's the problem with chaburi people? Chaburi people are always force you to work. So, and we tell them usually, it's Shabbos and the other, we can't work today. So if you are going to bury the dead people, then you say, oh, so then you're gonna make, you have to work for us then. So therefore, if you have chaburi guys around, you don't dead bury anybody. Even on Yom Tov Sheni, you just wait till tonight, till Yom Tov is over. See, what a chaburi, right? Let's see Rashi. Uma Rishar, a wicked nation, which are in the days of the Persians. The Kaifin Es Yisrael, they forced the Jewish people, La'asif Malach, to do their work. They made us work for them. But however, with Yom Tov and on Yom Tov, Hayunudachin Mehen, they would push them away, meaning the Jews would push them away. Al yaday through sha'imrim lem, they would say to them, Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov, I can't work. Ve'im yiru aysam, and if they would see them, if these Persians would see them, the Jews, mekabrin meiseihem, burying their dead, then you kaifu aysam, they'll force them, l'malach, they'll force them to work, because it's like, we see you working, so it's not really Yom Tov, you could work today, so work for us also. Fine. Now comes Rashi and says, we said in the Gemara, you're allowed to cut the shrouds for the mace, right? Comes Rashi and says, it doesn't just mean the shroud that he needs, even extra shrouds, you're still allowed to cut for him. And you're even allowed to do malacha that you don't actually need, because the Chachamim mamash made it like weekday. When it comes to the mace dealing with the dead body, it's mamash weekday. It's not like you only can do exactly what you need. Even what you don't need to do, you can do a lot of extra things also. As long as for the mace, you can do extra also. Good? Let's see Rashi. Bahai glima da amrina le'el, this glima that we said earlier, that you're allowed to cut for the mace, the dead body, these shrouds, this clothing. In a tzarich hamace, it's not really a need that you need it for the mace. That you shara yesh lo tachrichan echir, because you have other shrouds. Kol tzarich, all that we need, we have whatever we need already. Well, I had a what's Rashi's proof that we're telling you can even make shrouds you don't need. She'iv tzarich loy, if it's shrouds that you need. My afilu de kamar. Why are you saying afilu?
Tikrin is shrouds.
Tachrichen.
Shrouds.
Shrouds. She'iv tzarich loy. If you need this for the mace, these shrouds, my afilu de kamar. What are you telling me? You could even make shrouds. Why do you have to say afilu? Why do you have to say you could even make shrouds? Ha Amrina, you already said, we said already. B'yam tov sheni, yis asku by Yisrael. How do we start off the top of the page? Amar Rabbi, you have to reach yis asku by Amen. B'yam tov sheni, yis asku by Yisrael. The Jews could deal with it. The Esek Zeh, what does it mean you deal with it? Chatzib es kivra, carving out his kever. Chaytoch tachriche, cutting the shrouds. Right? So why tell me, by the way, you could also cut the shrouds. You already told me in the beginning you could do that. You don't have to tell me you could even do the shrouds. We're forced to say we're dealing with shrouds you don't necessarily need. Myri, that's what we're speaking about. Dumiya, just similar to Asa, to the case of the Hadassim. The Shurim that it's mother to cut it. Even though you don't actually need it, it's not like a must. You could bury the person without the Hadassim. You don't need it necessarily. Still, it's mother. The Kamashmalan is kind to teach you. The aval gav the tircha dolei tzarichu, even though it's a toil that you do not need, ela mishum kvaydin, only for the honor of the mace. I mean, it's not like you're adding extra that you already have that thing, but adding extra one, you're making nicer shrouds. Oizel la yoyser midai, you could do more than enough. Mudul la says like, right? Even though it's when you do more than you need, when something is doing more than necessary, that's an honor, right? You do something more than necessary. So then we're saying even that's mutter. Why? Kivan, since the legabe mace regarding a dead person, kachol shabi rabbanan. The rabbanan equated it to weekday. So therefore, even though by adding more shrouds, you don't really need it, but it'll just add more honor to the mace. And by putting these hadas in, it adds honor. That's also mutter, because the rabbanan said it's mamish like weekday. Treat it as weekday. And therefore, you can even do extras for the honor of the mace. Good. That's that first piece of gemara. Good. Next. For sure, you can do everything that's required, even what's not required, even what's extra, even what's not. We're saying a filu, even extra stuff, even adding extra shrouds and cutting down arubas. You don't need arubas to bury this person. It's not really required, right? There's no halacha. You have to put sorry hadassin with the dead body, right? But it's kavod ames. But I, but hey, you like to do kavod, but it's yom tov today. So you know. The Rabbanah made it, it's mamash equal to weekday today. Regarding all hilchas misa, anything to do with the dead body, we mamash make it like chol, like weekday. Right? Get in the car.
It's like being
onan. Yeah, it's much more than being onan. It's onan still has to keep Shabbos. Yeah, but onan still has to keep Shabbos and Yom Tov. Or onan, right? He has to keep Yom Tov, usually. Let's say if someone died. We're saying you don't make brachas, but you still have to keep Shabbos and Yom Tov. But here we're saying you don't even have to keep Yom Tov. When it comes to any halachas regarding the mace, you don't even keep halachas Yom Tov. It's much more than on him. Right? Fine. Ravina had a yasid come in the Rashi story. Rav Ina was sitting in front of Rav Asi, or they say maybe Rav Ashi. B'shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. It was a 2-day Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Today's Thursday. It's going to be Thursday, Friday Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos going into Shabbos. He's sitting by this 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now it's Thursday. Today's Thursday, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says. Right? Chosat Chazia. Ravina saw that the Yavah Atzif. The Rav Ashi was sad. So he's bothering him. Amar Leis, so Ravina said to him, he said to Rav Ashi, Amai Atzif, why are you sad? Amai Atzif Mar, why is my master sad? Amar Leis, so Rav Ashi told him, Dele Usubi Erev Tavshil. So I never placed, Erev Tavshilin. And since I didn't make Erev Tavshilin, I'm not going to be able to cook from Yom Tov, from the Chag to Shabbos. I'm not going to be able to cook from Rosh Hashanah to Shabbos. And I'm not going to have Shabbos food. Like we learned later on, the only time you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos if you made Erev Tavshilin. So this is Rav Ashi's dilemma. He's got to make Erev Tavshilin, and he's afraid he's not allowed to cook. Good? Amalei, so he said to him, so Ravina said to him, the lois of Mar, ha'inna, let my master place it, let make Erev Tavshilin now, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Miloy Amar Rabbah, didn't Rabbah tell us, maniach adam Erev Tavshilin, a person even allowed to put Erev Tavshilin, mi Yom Tov lachaver, from one day of Yom Tov, for his friends for the next day. Today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday, and then to be Shabbos, so you can put Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, for tomorrow, for Thursday, so you can put Erev Tavshilin on Thursday. For Friday, so you can cook for Shabbos. Right? You can make Erev Tavshilin on Thursday still. Umasa, you can make a condition. What's your condition? Let's see Rashi. What's your condition? Let's see Rashi. Chazia, Ravina, Lurav Ashi, Ravina, Sor, Ashta, Ava, Asu, say. How long have you seen it? Am I Asamar? Why did my master say? So Amar Lei, the Lei, Sube, Erev Tavshilin. Did not place Erev Tavshilin. Lei, Shafti. I didn't sit it down, meaning I didn't place it, clever meaning. I did not prepare for myself Erev Tavshilin. Likewise, to bake, for Levashel, and to cook, Yom Tov Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. We're going to learn the Mishnah later on. Oysa Adam Tavshil Erev Yom Tov. L'shem Erev, a person should make a special dish, cook something, cooked food on Erev Yom Tov for the sake of Erev Tavshilin. Right? That's Allah to Erev Tavshilin. In order to permit you to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you have to put that Erev Tavshilin. Good? Everything's good so far? Fine. So he told him, I didn't put that Erev Tavshilin. So he told him, Ha'idna. So what was his question? What was Ravina's question? Put Erev Tavshilin today. When's now? Reuben, when's now? When should you put Erev Tavshilin? When's Erev Tavshilin? He said, put it now. Put it on Thursday. What do you have?
First day of Rosh Hashanah.
First day of Rosh Hashanah. What's the scenario? Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos. So he told him, why don't you place it now on Thursday? Right? And how does that help me? But you have to put Erev Tavshilin from weekday. How can you put it on Thursday? He said, make a condition. So let's see Rashi. Ha'edna. Be Yom Tov Rishon. Put it, make Erev Tavshilin today. Yom Tov Rishon. What day of the week is this? For Hu Chamishi, this is on Thursday. For Shabbos, this is on Thursday. Now tonight, Hu Aymeran, and conditions say like this: Im Hayoy Muchal, if today is really weekday, Ulamacher Kaidish, and tomorrow's Kaidish. So very good. Hey, Erev should be Erev. You're supposed to make the Erev. When are you supposed to make the Erev? Before Yom Tov, right? So he's saying, if today is really weekday, so I'm making my Erev Tavshilin today. Good. It's a good tonight. And if today is really Kaidish, Ulamachar Chol, today is really Yom Tov and tomorrow is weekday. And it's Erev Lakach, I don't really need Erev Tavshilin because tomorrow is weekday. Well, I have to cook from Friday to Shabbos, a regular weekday. So make this condition, and that's how you should make Erev Tavshilin. So I have a very simple answer for you. Since you're not sure which day is Yom Tov, so make a condition. If today is weekday, I'm making Erev Tavshilin today, so I can cook from tomorrow Yom Tov to Shabbos. If today is Yom Tov, tomorrow is Chol. So tomorrow, I don't need my Erev Tavshilin. I'm allowed to cook tomorrow. It's a regular Friday. So why can't you just do that condition and then it's fine, use the Erev Tavshilin? Let's go back into the Gemara. Amar Lei said to him, Eba da Amar Rava. Say that Rava said this, B'shnei Yom Tov Shal Galus. That's when you have two Yom Tovs and Galus, first and second day. Right? B'shnei Yom Tov Shal Shoshana. Mi Amar. Did it, in 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, did Rabbi ever say they had a solution? Right, me, Amar, we know that for Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi told us we hold Yom Arichta, we hold it 2 days, even now it's 2 days, right? So this whole plan will only work on a regular Yom Tov when we're not sure which day is Yom Tov. But by Rosh Hashanah, which we made it into one long day, right? You can't start making decisions of yesterday's Chol, tomorrow's Chol, they're all Yom Tov. Chazal said you have to view the whole thing. Like Yom Arichta, so this condition wouldn't help you. So you're telling me very nice that we have Rav that says the condition helps. But in Rav himself, it wouldn't help us. It's just an error for Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta, it's one long day.
But the whole thing with the error is on Rosh Hashanah. we're dealing, this whole thing started off with Ravina dealing with Rosh Hashanah, right?
Yeah.
If you, they realized he didn't make the Eruv and all that, that's all dealing with Rosh Hashanah.
Good.
So I understand why you're saying you only worked Rosh Hashanah, only worked with Yom Tov, but not Rosh Hashanah. Why would they know that it's Rosh Hashanah? If you didn't know what Dave was talking about, you'd say, well, it could apply here and not apply here, but we know there's Rosh Hashanah.
Your condition would not apply in Rosh Hashanah.
Or the condition of the second day and the first day, like, that, didn't we do that with the Truma previously?
But not Rosh Hashanah. Right. Okay. Again, Rosh Hashanah, you can do this time, not Rosh Hashanah. Right?
Not Rosh Hashanah, is it Sukkot?
With Yom Tov. With Yom Tov. On Rosh Hashanah, you can't do, you won't be able to do Sukkot.
So we're that previous Takana was made with the Truma, bringing the Truma to Yerushalayim, this day and that day. Remember we had that previously?
Right, we had the old Masa, Allah can call Shemay, right, that was also.
But that was not a top of Rosh Hashanah, okay.
Exactly.
It's the exact same statement.
Yeah, that's
it.
What's
Yom Tov? Shavuos?
Didn't say this in Yom Tov.
For fruits,
okay. It was after fruits, but I don't think it was
talking about fruits. No, it wasn't first fruits. He didn't take his trimus and mice.
Oh, he didn't take his trimus and mice.
Fun. So that's what we answered back. Comes. So that's what's happening. But we're saying, make this because why you, we're meeting that here, Rashi, why are you so upset you didn't make Erev Tashilin? So make it today with a condition. Rabbi said you can make a condition. So I told him back, that's only on regular two Yom Tovs of Galus, because we're not sure which day is Yom Tov. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which we know it's Yom Arichta, we don't have such a hetter, we don't have such a license, it's not going to help us. Comes where I ask, Faha Amri Nahar Da'i, Afet and Mutaris. Right? We had Nahar Da'i, top of the page, who held. The whole Takana never started. Never even an Egwe Mutar on the second day. Right? So what's the question? I'm going to die. I'm facing with terrorists. But I thought he told us, even by 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Yom Arichta. Even by Rosh Hashanah, what did I thought he hold? What did I thought he hold by Rosh Hashanah?
Still
take conditions. Even by Rosh Hashanah. So if so, then it should be Mutter. If it's Rosh Hashanah, it's just like every other Yom Tov, according to the Ardai. And the Chayyar will only be the second day because it's fake of the Yom. It should be Mutter on the second day. Because he holds two Kedushas. So I'm already a day after it's mutaris. So only Mordechai told him back, told Ravina back. The favor is explicitly Amarli Mar, who is Ravashi, told me. The law. Say he already told us we don't hold a Naridai. What's your old question? Right? What's your old question? Maybe we go like Naridai. Maybe you asked me a question, Ravashi, what you said? Lachari can make Erev Tefshilin. Make it with the right. What you said? You should make Erev Tefshilin. With it, you should make Erev Tefshilin with the Tanai, right? So again, what's the Gemara saying here? What's the Gemara saying? Right, what's the Gemara saying? If you're asking me, I should hold like Naridai.
And he said, "Right, Rav Ashi told me that he specifically doesn't hold like the Naridai."
Right, so we don't hold like Naridai, and we say we're Shoshana Yom Arichta. Naridai holds us 2 days. So you're right. According to them, it's Rosh Hashanah just like every other Yom Tov. Right, 1 day is what real, 1 day is not. So you should make your condition. We don't hold like that. So we hold this one long day. There's no conditions to make over here. So I forgot to make Erev Tefshilin on Friday. I'm finished. So I didn't make it before Thursday. Then make it on Wednesday. Therefore, I'm finished. Good.
Therefore, you'd be able to make Erev Tefshilin.
No, you couldn't.
Can't.
So he's still not cheered up here.
I can't. You're holding it in our
yeah,
time,
if you're holding it,
you're
then
able to make it.
Correct.
Because you can bury him immediately.
Yeah. So
it's not that actually smart.
That it, would be.
You can bury him immediately, right. And that lines up with the Nahar Dayim.
Then why you say that? Maybe you could hold it the Nahar Dayim where you can make Erev Tefshilin. Comes back and says, no, I don't hold it, the Nahar Dayim.
Good.
Isn't Rav Ashi and the Nahar Dayim both agreed that you can bury him on the first day?
Ashi, no.
Is it Rabbi saying to bury immediately?
No, only in the second day. Pasha is only in the second day. In Rabbi Ashi, on the second day, only because the Rashi, the last Nehra, Mi Amar, Harehem, Ki Yom Arach, it's like one long day. Ushneim Kedesh, the whole day is holy. So Rabbi never said, you make this condition, maybe today is Yom Tov, tomorrow is Yom Tov, there's no such condition on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rabbi himself holds that Rosh Hashanah is one long day. So, Ravina, Minahar Da'i, like Tetzel. from Nahar Da'i, don't ask Rav Ashi. When you're Ravina, you're busy asking a question on Rav Ashi from Nahar Da'i. Don't ask from Nahar Da'i that they hold it 2 days. Rosh Hashanah is also 2 days. Because the Feirush explicitly, Shmi Ali was heard to me. The Feirush. Rabbi Feirush, Shmi Ali Minei, I heard from him. That, well, what I hear. Feirush, Shmi Ali Minei, the Lai Sao Lai, they don't all occur in Nahar Da'i. So therefore, we hold this one long day, Rosh Hashanah. There was since Rosh Hashanah, if you didn't make your Yiftah Shalom before Yom Tov, now you're stuck in this one long Kedusha. And Kaga Ashi gives us back and Rashi, Ramonachai Talmid Shalom of Ashi. Ramonachai was the Talmud of Rav Ashi. Then we used to say, like, the Saita, Tafnan Vada Meid, Gabriel Avaya, Rabbi, Parsa. He's supposed to walk your way out of the city, a Parsa, which is like 4 kilometers. Right? So Mordechai Avla Rav Ashi. We see that Mordechai walked there Rav Ashi, so we see he's his. Talmud, Pashkel, let's stop over here. What?